which is what most guys are used to, right? Cold approaching, like, oh, like, what if she rejects me, right? Like, getting over that, it seems to be like the most unusual thing, right? You're not bringing any magic lines or anything, so you're kind of just breaking through that wall, and which is what, and then just pretty much putting your personality on the line and moving things forward in that sense. And you will date plenty of women doing that. You don't need any magic pills or any sort of, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that.
Never need a bitch, I'm what a bitch needs. Trying to find the one that can fix me. I've been dodging death in the 6 feet.
Okay, so I want to talk about three young guys in the dating scene that are giving dating advice right now, and their channels are like sort of blowing up, right? So you have Tay Social, you have Coach Kyle, and you have Stephas Cole. Now, Tay Social and Coach Kyle, their channel have something in common, which is that they approach actively. They'll do nighttime approach, daytime approach, whatever, right? And they'll teach about how to go about meeting people and cold approaching and stuff, right? And then you have Stephas Cole, who doesn't talk about cold approach much, but just talks about dating in general. And all these guys, what they also have in common is that they're pretty young, maybe early 20s, or at least that's what they look like. I know Stephas Cole is like 22 or 23 or something, and Kyle is also young as well, and then Tay Social, he looks young as well. So these guys are like pretty young, and they have a good amount of followers, like about 100K each. I'm not sure how many Stephas Cole has, but he's like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I love his videos. Like, his videos are great. They're very, you know, charismatic. And anyways, what these three guys have in common as dating advice givers, and none of them necessarily give, like, it's not a bad thing that they're giving out dating advice, because the three of them give out pretty healthy dating advice, right? As far as I'm concerned. And what I mean by that is, Tay Social and Coach Kyle, what they have you do is they have you approach, and they tell you about their experiences, like of what got them better in approach, etc., etc. And what you can see about all three guys is that their sexual market value looks pretty decent, right? In terms of, they're well groomed, they know how to dress themselves, even though they each have like completely different styles. You know, one has tattoos, one dresses more like clean, and probably has tattoos as well. But actually, all of them have tattoos, which is, it's funny. But I mean, it's like a trend, you know, it's like a trend going on now, as you could see and stuff like that, and whatever, right? I'm not gonna get into that right now, but they all have this kind of a universal appeal, right? Universal attraction appeal, right? So the sexual market value is not hard to crack, guys, okay? So, you know, what I noticed about the new generation, with Stephas Cole aside, because he's not necessarily teaching cold approach too much, Tay Social and Coach Kyle, what they're putting out is more of a natural approach type of content, more of like just go up, introduce yourself, and they're kind of bringing already the confidence, right? So they're not doing necessarily like any crazy techniques or anything. What I've noticed is that they're already bringing the confidence, right? Which is what I try to touch in a lot of my videos, of course. And I feel like the most confident person I know as far as like cold approach and stuff would be Mike Melman. You could check him out at mikemelman.net. He has a lot of direct approach advice, and he cuts through absolutely all the BS. I've never seen anyone like him as far as like cutting through the BS. Like, he will approach, and there will be no neediness whatsoever. There won't be any, oh, I'm going to try to impress her. Like, oh, I'm going to remember this line that this pickup coach said, or any of that, right? And I think what makes that work, and what a lot of these guys also bring to the table, maybe subconsciously, because a lot of these guys are still caught up with, you know, the technique part of it, like, oh, let's be the advanced pickup artist type of people, right? Which, by the way, there's no such thing as advanced pickup artist or any of that. You're a dork if you think that you can learn these amazing techniques, etc., right? I really do believe that it's all about who you are as a person, how you feel as a person in your own skin, and just being straight up direct, right? The only thing that you're doing that's unusual, as a, you know, which is what, like, unusual, like, within the reason, I don't know, 20, 30 years, is you're cold approaching, right? Like, you're gathering the confidence to do that. You're figuring it, right? So, which is what most guys are used to, right? Cold approaching, like, oh, like, what if she rejects me, right? Like, getting over that, it seems to be, like, the most unusual thing, right? You're not bringing any magic lines or anything, so you're kind of just breaking through that wall, and which is what, and then just pretty much putting your personality on the line and moving things forward in that sense. And you will date plenty of women doing that. You don't need any magic pills or any sort of, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. Because you will realize that in order for this to even work, you need to meet a lot of people anyway. It's not like, see, what guys got wrong is that they think that they're going to become like attractive, right? Like, oh, they're going to have tattoos, they're going to look cool, they're going to work on their life, they're going to have it all together, and then they're going to go and not get rejected. As a matter of fact, rejection is always going to be there. It's always going to be there no matter how good looking you are, unless you're like an extreme example, which the majority of us will never be, which is like the 1% of like a celebrity or extremely rich or like extremely, extremely good looking, then of course that might increase the odds, but obviously by a significant percentage. But that's not something you even think about, because we're talking about the average man here, and we're talking about how we can bet. But if you have that as an example, you can always strive to be as good as you can in those areas, which is gonna increase it by like 0.1%, right? Because there's just some things we just can't do, right? Like there's like a 0.5% chance that you'll ever be like a millionaire or whatever, right? So with these things in mind, you can put it together, set up a nice plan for yourself in order to get your dating life sorted, right? So Coach Kyle, Tay Social, they approach, they teach you how to be confident. They give you their own experience. They're an example, a male embodiment example of what's cool, right? You don't see no dorky guy, insecure guy teaching you how to get girls. You see more of like a grounded, deep tonality, those type of guys. So they're pretty much good examples. And then you look at Stephens Cole, which just gives a whole general perspective of what it means to be, you know, masculine, how to communicate. The guy is very good at, very charismatic, good style, works out, and all of those things, right? As a matter of fact, all three of them look like they work out. And so they take care of themselves. They have confidence, right? It's what you can see across these three guys in the new generation of dating, right? So if you were to take anything away from this video and comparing Tay Social, Coach Kyle, and Stephens Cole, would be that the three of them are confident. The three of them most definitely build attraction in women, as long as they remain confident. I don't know if maybe when they turn the video off, they're beta males, but for the most part, you know, given this sort of advice and through the stories I've heard and the way they approach and stuff, is very confident, right? So you don't need to go on a pickup artist journey to become good, attractive like these guys. All you need to do is like figure out where you're at right now, start working on yourself, and start actually meeting people, right? But at the same time, that's going to be just a small part of what you do, right? Because the biggest part of what you do is getting it together, and that's actually going to take far beyond dating advice. And I know Stephens Cole gives some like a lot of confidence advice, but he's also just breaking down the dynamics of the female male stuff. And then Ty and Kyle, they're also showing you the part where you're meeting, but you're also going to have to do a lot of work besides, you know, in order to even get to a certain point with a girl, or even create, like, go through those steps that they show you. Because what they're showing you is like they have their package already, right? But that's the social aspect of it. So you should learn that, right? You should look at those videos and learn the social aspect of it. But you also have to go and do your own work, right? You know, get yourself a personal trainer for the gym, or look at good advice from like Jeremy Ethier, and look at like confidence building advice from like Eckhart Tolle for you to become more spiritual if you're insecure. And all of those things are really 80% of the game, right? The other 20% comes in the hands of dating coaches and dating advice and the social aspect of it. So these guys are all three are great at giving you advice on what to do in terms of, you know, how to craft yourself as a man, and then what to do in social scenarios, how to really ease up your mind. They have a lot of great advice on that, and it's a good thing for the new generation, right? It's pretty good, but we want to fill in all of the blind spots, and we want to get you to be able to glue all of this together so you can actually become better yourself and not think that all you got to do is go out there and just like approach, right? No, that's one part of it, right? You should be able to learn how to socialize and stuff, and as you socialize, things are going to get better. But what's going to make your socializing different, what's going to make a difference between me saying hello each time, is who I am and the energy field that I have, right? The person that I've believed, like my inner of state, right? So when I approach you and I say hello, there's a good confidence aura coming from me versus a guy who comes up, says hello, and he doesn't have that whole background of confidence through his regular life or any sort of stimulus that makes him not insecure. So while it's going to be very basic in the fact that you go up each time and you're basically being natural because you're just kind of moving things forward in a very fundamental way, what's going to change that is who you are, right? Every basketball player has the fundamentals, but they bring their own personality to the table through their lifestyle, right? You got LeBron James, you got Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, and you have Dwayne Wade, and each of them bring their own unique personality to the table while sticking to the same basketball fundamentals. And the same thing is when you're crafting your dating life, you just make sure you look out for yourself and you create that self-love, and I'm gonna keep hammering that in because it's very important. So if you want to learn some social stuff, some cool little social videos that are going to pump you up, check out Tay's social. He's got a good amount of infield. If you want to learn, you know, what to do in the bedroom and stuff like that and get cool experience, because this guy actually puts out like his experience. He puts like stories out of his experiences. So check out Coach Kyle, that you can definitely relate to that, and the swagger. And then check out Steph is Cold if you just want amazing, entertaining, like alpha male, very charismatic videos. And all of these guys are very attractive, and they would definitely, most definitely, I believe, do well with women, unless when they turn off the camera they become beta males, right? So that's pretty much what I want to talk about, guys. The new generation is looking pretty solid. There's a lot of good advice out there. And don't forget to check out who I believe to be my favorite. This guy is not really known because he just puts out this content for free. He doesn't I don't know if he's not really coaching, but he just put out this content for free. He's actually doing something else as far as like his career or whatever, but you could check it out. He still likes Cold Approach, and he's very cut, cuts out all the BS. So you can learn a lot from his approach articles and his experience at MikeMelman.net. And besides that, guys, you know what to do to get it together. Start working on yourself, especially now during this corona pandemic. Like, start working on yourself, start self-developing, and start getting ready for when society goes back to normal. We're going to be here. I'm also available as well for some coaching assessments for free, and then take it from there as far as how to develop your social skills. But let's keep it fundamental. Let's keep the self-development going, and let's create amazing dating lives. Like, comment, subscribe. Catch you next time. Peace. Never need a bitch, I'm what a bitch needs. Trying to find the one that can fix me. I've been dodging death in the 6 feet. Amphetamine.